The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. I'm Eric Stewart, your host. Sundays here from 8 to 8:30, bringing the truth in real estate. Folks, you have an opportunity right now in this bull market to sell your home for more than you could have dreamed of just a year ago. And I think there's a chance we may see the market continue to press higher even during the conclusion of this year. But it will take a number of factors to line up in a way that I can't see clearly. So today I'm going to cover what would have to happen for us to have a double spring market in the year 2021. Plus, vinyl asbestos tile. What is vinyl asbestos tile? That tile, many of us have this tile in our homes if our homes were built in the 1960s or in the late 50s. And what's the impact on having asbestos in your home? Plus a crazy story about asbestos in one of my home sales. First, let's jump in and chat about a potential double spring market and what happens. You know, if you've attended any of my webinars on timing or pricing or condition, how the market acts in the springtime. And if you haven't, by the way, please, I want to invite you now to join me. I have another webinar coming on the 15th of July. That is the 15th of July on pricing, how to price a home properly. And I cover the six basic criterias for considering what the price of a home should be at any point in time. And there are six, and it's important that you consider all six as a home seller. If you've not attended, please join me. It's free. We call it Coffee with Eric Stewart and Pricing Your Home. And in there, we chat about the status of this bull market, why I don't think the market's going to come to an end anytime soon, in spite of the fact that prices have jumped and rates seem to be bubbling a little bit. Sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. If the market is so good and is historically going to follow the pattern of prices and the market is strong until the 4th of July, and then the old saying in real estate, the fireworks go up and the sales come down, and that is reliable, meaning consistent, year after year after year, that there's less demand from the point of the 4th of July or even a little bit before that until you get into the swing of the spring market next year, with an exceptional six-week period typically from the second week of or third week of September up until the end of October, where there's a pop, but it's never quite what the spring market is like. Meaning, the spring market is a tidal wave of demand in a bull market like we're experiencing, but the fall market is like a nice wave to catch, but not a tidal wave. It's not anything near as much. Still, it can be a chance to get caught and sold, where a market in the summertime can be a doldrum, kind of like a flat sailing day. If you've ever been out trying to sail when the wind is just pushing a little bit but not really blowing hard. And certainly not like the winter market, which is quiet, generally speaking. What if the market were to have a robust fall, what would have to occur? Well, the first thing we look at is the inventory. Okay, that is the number of homes active on a daily basis across the DMV, and we've seen a historical drop in inventory from 12,000 homes to roughly 4,000 homes currently on any given day. And I say on any given day because it really inventory is calculated on a day by day by day by day experience. So if you have five new homes come on the market, and yet five homes sell that day, the inventory stays relatively flat, right? There's the absorption rate, that's how quickly homes sell, keeps that low inventory. Well, I'm still putting homes on the market now, and there is less demand now than there was, and some of the homes are getting picked up and getting absorbed quickly within a week. I just sold one this past week that I had listed for $775,000, and we went to contract at 8.25% with two offers, no home inspection contingency and no appraisal contingency. So the market is good enough now that you should experience demand, but not all of the listings are experiencing that. And some of the listings you would think, gosh, it should have gotten an offer. They're not, because the sheer number of buyers looking has drifted because of our summertime. Buyer fatigue has set in. Many of the buyers who were looking and fighting and fighting and fighting had gotten up onto the edge of the buyer razor blade, so to speak, which is a very uncomfortable place for anyone to be for long. It's a very thin slice of comfort there at the very tip of that razor blade, right? So if you can't stay up there for a long time, if you keep trying to buy, try and buy, try and buy, and try and buy, it hurts. And it hurts and it hurts and it hurts. And there's a bruising and cutting aspect to it. And so buyers get tired and they're like, you know what? Forget it. We'll stay in our rental. Let's wait until the fall. Maybe there's more inventory. And they go away. So if there's less buyer demand, what's going to have to happen is the inventory is going to have to stay relatively flat now, almost even not go up. And we come into September and have that normal rise in the number of buyers coming back into the market who may have gone away for the summer for a couple months, still want to take advantage of these incredibly great interest rates and maybe try again. That's what happened last year. That's what occurred last year in the fall of 2020. The demand remained strong and the absorption remained consistent. There wasn't too many new homes coming on the market all through the summer, and so the number of houses stayed relatively flat, and then buyer demand started to pick up and absorb what there was in inventory before there was an increase in inventory. And prices started to push as buyers started to get beaten out again. That's what would have to happen again for us to see prices jump, I think, another 5 or 6% this fall. Now, you may be in a position where you want to sell now, and I would say you're probably better off to wait rather than sell right at the moment, unless you have to sell right at the moment, and look to enter the market in the middle of September and try that for 6 to 7 weeks. Now, I'm not speaking to those of you who are currently listed with other brokers. Those of you who currently have a relationship with another broker are in an exclusive relationship, and I'm not here to counsel or coach you because you have a realtor who's already representing you. Okay? So, I'm speaking to those of you who are not represented and those who maybe were represented and didn't sell and are looking to decide what to do from here. I would say the second week of September, maybe the 12th, 13th of September is a good time to look to bring your property back onto the market and to sell it if you had tried previously and were not successful. And if you're thinking about getting ready now, take this opportunity right now to interview brokers, decide who you want to work with, and then choose that person now. Because, for instance, let's say you were to interview my group and you were to hire my group to represent you, and we were looking at a possible mid-September market entry with a limited time frame of 6 or 7 weeks to try sell, our goal would be to advise you in September that the market is there and is that kind of strength, you know, that double bull that would drive your price and demand would be superlative. If it's not, then we might come back and say, hey, we're ready. but we really think you're better off to wait to come in late January, early February, and give you that counsel in real time based upon the decades of success that we've had with our systems here at the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster. So that's what's going to be necessary. We're going to have to see low supply consistently. We're going to have to see absorption rates stay strong, and then see that buyer demand, that wave of demand come in. Just like when the wave, the tide comes in at the ocean, you know, initially it creeps in and it goes a little bit further, and then all of a sudden a big wave comes in and really pushes in up onto the sandbank. You know what it's like. You've been there. You've seen it if you've been to the ocean before. So, all right. You want counsel? You want ideas? You want to talk about selling? Call us. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. It's 800-900-9104. Call and leave a message, or Grace or Louise or one of our team will set a time for our team to come out and see you, or just give you a call back and chat a bit about what we do. Good morning, Stuart Rosenthal. What do you have for us this month?
Good morning, Eric. This is July, so that means we have our quarterly housing options and home care special section in the Beacon. So it's a wonderful extra 20-page section with all kinds of good information in it. And our lead story might be of interest to your listeners. It's how to find affordable housing in the local area. So we talk about a lot of the senior communities. Some of them were built with either the voucher Section 8 program, or they had some housing tax credits, which helped them to reduce the cost of rent for people. A lot of these have some kind of a minimum income or maximum income level that you have to meet. And as their age requirements, usually 62 and older, but there are wonderful communities. They're very nice. They're well managed. And the article tells people what they need to know about how to find them.
Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you. I should also mention, we have so many other stories in this issue about whether you should rent or buy your next home, how to pare down your possessions, RV mistakes to avoid. Anyway, lots of good stories in that section.
Thank you, Stuart. As always, Stuart Rosenthal brings us the Beacon Bits on Sundays here on the Eric Stewart Show. We're grateful for his insight. We'll be back with more in just a moment.